Okay, hope, I'm thinking that the next one might be a little easier, although I might be tempting fate by saying that, of course. Craig is going to take us now on to agenda paper 3 on IAS 41.
Morning, committee members. Agenda paper 3. The committee has received a request to consider removing the reference to the cash flows for taxation from paragraph 22 of IAS 41. Before 2008, IAS 41 required entities to use pre-tax cash flows discounted at a pre-tax discount rate in determining the fair value of biological assets using discounted cash flow techniques. In 2008, the board amended IAS 41 to remove the requirement for entities to use a pre-tax discount rate. However, it did not remove the requirement to use pre-tax cash flows. The board explained its intention in paragraph BC6 of IAS 41. In that paragraph, the board said that when determining fair value, an entity should factor into account all incremental cash flows that would benefit a willing buyer. Because incremental cash flows would be reduced by expected income tax payments, the board said that the fair value would take into account future income taxes than a market participant would expect to pay or receive. In 2011, the board published IFRS 13. Paragraph 11 of IFRS 13 requires an entity to take into account the characteristics of an asset. Market participants would take those characteristics into account. IFRS 13 does not specify whether an entity should use pre-tax cash flows or post-tax cash flows. However, paragraph B14B of IFRS 13 does require the use of internally consistent assumptions about cash flows and discount rates. For this reason, we think the requirements in paragraph 22 of IAS 41 are not entirely aligned with those in IFRS 13. IFRS 13 requires entities to take into account the characteristics of an asset that market participants would take into account, whereas paragraph 22 of IAS 41 prevents entities from including tax cash flows regardless of whether market participants would take those cash flows into account. In addition, we performed outreach on this matter. Three respondents to our request said in their experience, most entities include tax cash flows in their estimates of fair value. This is because it's difficult for entities to determine a pre-tax discount rate. And we've considered the committee's standard setting agenda criteria and the annual improvements criteria in paragraphs 29 to 40 of our paper. Based on our assessment, we recommend that the board propose to amend paragraph 22 of IAS 41 to remove the requirement to exclude cash flows for tax and to include this proposed amendment in the next annual improvement cycle. Does the committee agree with the staff recommendation?
Bruce?
Yes. Having read through it, I think it's I like the way you guys blamed the old board members in 2008, for instance. Nobody here gets upset by that, is it? Just checking. I think it's an inconsistency, and I think we could fix it quickly through an annual improvement.
Thank you. I see nods. Yeah. Worn out by the first agenda. All right. Sandy, are you nodding?
Yes.
That's good. All right, with that, I think we've earned... Oh, John.
I mean, I agree with the amendment, but there is a reference in the paper to doing some outreach on other parts of paragraph 22. I mean, what's intended there? Because I'm not quite sure I understand why there's an inconsistency with the planting costs, but it seems to me they should be excluded because that's a new biological asset, not the current biological.
So I think two outreach respondents suggested that people do include those cash flows. So we didn't have time to hear back from them before the paper posting, but we intend to investigate that further just to see if there is anything else we need to do with that, with those words. And if so, we'll bring that back to the committee for analysis.
So will that be part of this amendment, or it'll be a separate?
So our thought process was, John, that initially when we got the question, and as you'll see on this, this was simply about the question we've asked you today, which is about that reference to cash flows for taxation. It's just, and when we sent out the outreach request was just about taxation, we got some other comments. So I suppose for completeness, we thought we should follow up on those other comments, which we haven't been able to get to the bottom of before this meeting. So all we are asking, all you've basically signed up to, I suppose, in a sense, in terms of today, is to propose an annual amendment to address the taxation point. So as I say, for completeness in our work, we're going to follow up on those other comments. That doesn't mean that we're going to do anything, but all we said is when we follow up on those comments, I suppose if we were to identify that we thought, you know, if we're going to go in and amend that paragraph 22, if somehow our follow-up identified that it was worth, you know, there was something else maybe with that same paragraph that, you know, could be improved, then we thought it would make sense to do it at the same time. However, at the minute, it's just taxation, and we'll see what comes out of that follow-up as to
whether. So we'll work out what's most efficient, if anything else needs to be done, but for the moment, you're only committed to this.
No, just because there has been a bit of debate about why those are excluded, and I mean, I think they're validly excluded, so I was a bit concerned that, you know, we were thinking that maybe they should be included, but they're actually not at cost of the current biological assets.
Okay. With that, we've earned a break.